That's what we've got cooking up this hour. You are listening to Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. We are the campus community radio station broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain at Simon Fraser University, where we broadcast on unceded stolen lands of the Musqueam, Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, and Kwikwetlem First Nations. This episode of Typically Tuesdays was produced on unceded stolen lands of the Keetzi, Kwikwetlem, and Stolo First Nations. And here at Typically Tuesdays, we recognize the host nations as being the original storytellers and knowledge keepers of these lands, and we thank them for their stewardship. I'm Leslie, and we're smack dab in the middle of May, which means two things. One, it's Asian Heritage Month. Not all that surprising, it's Asian Heritage Day every single time I am on the airwaves, so whatever. Two, it is Mental Health Awareness Month. Also not very surprising. It is Mental Health Awareness Day every moment that I breathe. So we're doing a double, you know, intersectional whammy here because I had wanted to make a very specific show for today. But my brain was like, no, you need to have a panic attack. And I was like, oh, lit. Let's do that. And so instead, today, you get this playlist. It is a Music Monday full of upbeat, fun music by Asian musicians all across the diasporas and all across the continent. Get into it. We're starting off with some Sharif Megharbane with Ombak Ombak. Enjoy. Thank you. Welcome back to Typically Tuesdays here on CJSF 90.1 FM. I'm Leslie. You just heard Black Cats and Sammy Baggy with Dardasar. Before that, you heard Nutty 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 by Saint Levant. More coming up on this fun, upbeat Asian musicians playlist for Asian Heritage Month? Here is Dalua by Zena. Enjoy.
This was Bird Note. There may be no busier bird during the nesting season than a male house wren, because just a day or so after migrating back north from the tropics, he claims a territory and sets to work checking out potential nest cavities. Might be a birdhouse, a hollow pipe, an old nuthatch hole, or one of last year's oriole nests. And in each of these locations, the male house wren builds a starter nest. He'll stack a couple of dozen tiny twigs here, several hundred there, and he'll use whatever else comes to hand, or beak, too, from nails and bits of wire to paper clips and hairpins. Anything twig-like to get the job done. The male house wren stays at it until a female pairs with him. She now picks one of the starter nests and takes over construction, building a sturdy platform of sticks topped by a cup nest lined with grass, hair, feathers, even snake skin. The male's leftover starter nests may discourage other birds from nesting in those cavities. People maintaining bluebird houses have learned to dump out these dummy nests once a female house wren has made her choice. This helps bluebirds find a space to nest, at least until next spring, when that male house wren gets busy again. For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein.
Wish you were mine, wish on a star, the starry skies inside of my heart. Can you feel it bouncing?
talking, no to the margins, daughter, I'm all in. Skip all the noise, grow past the nonsense. You stay steady, calm in the conflict. I'm so coded, chill too hearted. You criticize my scars, been guarded, always faded. Habits plastic, you can straight through, no smoke, no magic. Gemini switch, 2 months in alignment. Loving twice on the time and violent. Clash the left and crack the atlas. Spin the axis for the world that's madness.
True show, no front end. You stay still when excited. Ask once, I don't be rhyme. My six stop, I say one.
With To the Moon and Back. Before that, you heard Legends, Crystal K, and Yun Mire with Only One. Here on Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM, here is some more upbeat, fun Asian music. It should be nonstop and DJ Gender Fluid. No sleep.
Thank you. KTV.